This recording, Newfoundland 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Purry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her effects were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire liar, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I'm going to tell a little story about a vacation I went on. It goes back like 25 years ago, and myself and my sister and 4 other friends, we took a trip to Ireland. And on our way home from Ireland, we were in the airport, and I'm just going to tell a story about the difference in the security back in 1988 compared to security at airports today. So myself, they did have the X-ray machines in Dublin at that time to put your carry-on luggage through, you know, to see what was in it, sort of. So myself and my sister, we had gone through the security, and our carry-on bags were gone through. And we were sitting down waiting for the other girls to come through. And we could see the machine and the X-ray machine and the bags going through. And our friend, she had bought a crucifix in Ireland. And she had it in her carry-on bag. So when her bag was going through the X-ray machine, of course, this thing showed up in her bag. And it looked like it could be a sword. And the girl, she stopped the machine, it went through, and she reversed the machine, and then she stopped, and she was looking and looking. And Doris and I, we started to laugh, and we said, "Oh my God, look at Paula's crucifix." And the girl said, "Well, that's a crucifix, is it?" And we said, "Yes." And she let the bag go. So, there was a difference in security.